Hey, let's talk about Coy, C-O-Y, Johnson, last name, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 6/24/1955. Date of visit is today, which is 3/28/23. This is a 67-year-old gentleman being evaluated for face-to-face hospice evaluation. Patient suffers from atrial fibrillation, CHF, coronary artery disease, lymphedema, shortness of breath. Patient is wheelchair bound, has a provider, and has been under hospice because of his end stage CHF, period, new paragraph. Patient also had a stroke 3 years ago, which has less than weak and paralyzed on the left side. Since the last visit, patient has had exacerbation of his CHF. He's currently not taking his Demodex, which he was placed on shortly after being placed on hospice. Because of that, he's had a tremendous amount of fluid. I suspect over 30 pounds of extra weight on board, 4+ pill edema in both legs. The left worse than right because of history of lymphedema in the left leg and because of history of stroke, period. New paragraph. Patient is also very short of breath. He has dyspnea he had speech dyspnea. Definitely not able to move without getting short of breath, but he's also having more shortness of breath at rest, period. He's ADL dependent. He wears a diaper, bowel, and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph, his blood pressure is not controlled at this time. His blood pressure is 190/110, and other blood pressures are in the 170/105 range. He's currently taking Coreg 6.25 milligram twice a day, which should be increased to the maximum dose of 25 milligram twice a day, which will be done by the hospice medical director, period. New paragraph, he also needs his Demodex on a regular basis. He's not taking that medication because he's somewhat non-compliant with meds. Period. He's having more pain, and despite having been on pain medication, his pain has increased. He's having difficulty sleeping because of above-mentioned issues. He's taking Restoril 15 milligram for his weight and height. That could be increased to 30 milligram. Period. The paragraph, he could use oxygen, especially at nighttime, to relieve some of his symptoms and to make patients more comfortable. Period. Patient has definitely shown worsening of his CHF and atrial fibrillation since the last visit in 2022. His symptoms are consistent with end-stage CHF, non-operable coronary artery disease, and he's definitely expected to live less than 6 months, and he remains hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.